The Assembly voted unanimously to approve the Southeast Alaska Power Agency's use of 66 city and borough power poles at no cost. In other power business, the discussion on sending a letter to the Thomas Bay Power Commission regarding the future of TBPA non-net billable costs was postponed until the next meeting. This agenda item was likewise tabled at the last meeting. The Assembly did discuss whether or not to form a permanent energy committee. Assemblymember James Stowe said he wants to see the community participate in keeping tabs on Wrangell's energy.
If you have a permanent committee, then you have the ability to bring forward any of those concerns that you have and be able to work on them and bring them forward to the council. That was my feeling anyway.
But there are concerns about redundancy. Assemblymember Daniel Blake said he's not sure another energy committee is necessary.
The discussion that I have with it is, at this time, under the power sales agreement, we're obligated to buy 100% of our power from SEPA. So I don't really see the need for another energy committee, because there's nothing really for them to do at this moment. Any ideas that they would come up with or any other alternative sources we couldn't use, because we're obligated to purchase that power from SEPA anyway. That's just my thoughts on it.
Borough Manager Jeff J. Bush outlined other options for the Energy Committee, including looking at where and how power is distributed in town. But he said there may be people who are directly affected that could raise those questions. Someone in Municipal Light and Power, for example, may have a better hold on the specifics. Blake says he supports community involvement.
If those are the types of things that they're working on, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. My concern is I wouldn't want another committee trying to circumvent or derail what we're already trying to do with SEPA and allowing them to take over operations at the plant. That was my main concern.
Yeah, my main concern is having a voice out there to see what our needs are, how they can be met.
Stowe said he'd still be in favor of a permanent committee. The motion to create the Energy Committee failed 3-2, with Stowe and Wilma Stokes for, and Blake, Pam McCloskey, and Dave Jack against. Before the Assembly meeting began, there was a public hearing on whether or not to make Brueger Street a one-way street with parking on both sides and traffic traveling in a westerly direction. Assemblymember Blake said although it would be a big change, it would increase parking.
My thought on it is that I would love to see it remain a two-way street, but the concerns that were brought up during the workshop about eliminating that much parking when we've already got overcrowding lots, especially the one there next to First Bank behind AICS. I just can't see us eliminating that many parking spots to keep it two ways. And also there's the concern if we do eliminate additional parking with Bob's people going in there and parking and then walking off to do business someplace else, that's not fair to Bob's at all. So the only other option that I see is to go ahead and make it a one-way street.
That motion failed by another 3-2 vote, with Pam McCloskey and Blake in favor and Stowe, Stokes, and Jack against. Assemblymember Julie Decker was present over the telephone but couldn't vote in any of the motions. Finally, Cindy Wharton was appointed to the Parks and Recreation Board. There was no executive session at the meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.